What is going on? What is going on? Welcome back to the Sincerely Podcast with your host, your boy Leland. That will be me. Let me get a clap for that. All right, so everyone's probably wondering why I changed the name. So I changed the name to keep the branding things the same. I believe that it is the best idea. Someone gave me this idea and said that I should keep the Sincerely line going. And so I feel that's the best idea. So this is the Sincerely Podcast with your host. That is would be me, Leland Stone. And so I'm trying to get, you know, the sounds together, make it a little better. So I just have a basic setup that I am using. The first episode, the pilot, I did all that on my iPhone, and I just wanted the sound quality to hopefully be a little bit better. So this little podcast setup I have here is just my knockoff iPad, and then I just have, I guess it's like a little equalizer box, has a few sounds on here to help the audience with just some shenanigans and, you know, tiddlywinks. So that's one of the things that the little, I guess it's the equalizer box, is just hooked up to my tablet, and it helps me to do the sound. I got a microphone, everything, but this is what I wanted to do to hopefully get the sound a little bit better. So that's why we changed the name, and we're still going to sip some tea. So right now, let me see. I got some Twinings. I'm pretty sure it's Twinings English breakfast tea. I drink hot tea pretty much every night before I go to sleep. So that's just one of the things that I do. And another thing is, I should have had this podcast out quite a while ago, but I didn't like the episodes that I recorded them maybe 3 or 4 times, and I just was not happy with them. So I'm trying my best to make sure that I'm putting out quality. I don't want to just put out something and it's not quality. So I'm trying my very, very best to make sure that I record it. Once I finish recording every single episode, I just wait a day or so, listen to it, make sure that I like it, listen to it again. If I hear some things that I dislike about it, I know I can't go back and edit it, so I have to totally re-record it again. So that's what has been taking so long for me to get another episode out, is because of who I am, and I try to make everything perfect. I know it's not possible to have everything as perfect, but I would just like to have it to be as best I can, you know, just to be as top notch as I can. I do feel like the sound hopefully is better. It seems like, from what I recorded the last few times, that it seems like the sound is better. And so one of the things that I want to just hop right in, one of the things that I want to do is, in the first episode, the pilot, I discuss how I am going through a divorce. And, well, that is true. I am going through a divorce, and hopefully it should be finalized this month. So that will be what's happening. But I wanted to have read the definition of divorce. And let me pull it up. This is what I wanted to read. It's the definition that I just found on Google or whatever. It's just a legal dissolve of one's marriage with someone. The legal dissolution of a marriage by a court or other competent body. Legal decree dissolving a marriage. A separation between things which were or ought to be connected. And that's just the definition of divorce. And so my thing is, with the divorce that I've learned so far, and us living apart now because we were separated since December, and from December to May, we just slept in different rooms, and it was hard, and it was weird because it was like we were both in a place of, we couldn't fully move on, we couldn't fully like go do what we wanted to do, I guess. But now it's able to, you know, she's living wherever it is that she's living. I honestly don't know. I haven't spoken to her. So I hope that she's doing the best, and I hope that life is treating her well, and I hope that she's getting whatever it is out of life that she wanted, that where she wasn't happy. Unfortunately, I haven't spoken to her, so I don't know how she is doing, and I do hope that she is okay, you know. That's just the heart, for because the last 5 years of my life, that is who I've all I've known. So I do hope that she is okay, but I'm not at a place where I'm going to reach out and check in, because I don't see a need, because this is what she wanted. I mean, it wasn't that I don't think that it was entirely her fault that our marriage didn't work. I think that I had questions about the marriage. She may have had questions about the marriage, but she was the one to decide to take it to the level of going ahead and with a divorce. She asked for the divorce. She cited things about happiness. She said she wasn't happy, and she doesn't know. I guess she didn't know what would make her happy. And one of the main things with me was, I want to be a father. I want to be able to see that, you know, be a father and go through the whole process with somebody you love from beginning to end, you know. So I want to do that. I want to be with someone. I will say that marriage, I don't know if I look at marriage the same. I don't know if I feel it is the same. It has the same value to me. I don't know if I feel that way about marriage. And that may just be for right now. It may be later on where I meet someone that totally changes my whole outlook on what marriage is and how I view it. But as of now, with everything being fresh, I don't view it the same. I just don't. I don't feel like everything lasts forever. I don't look at it like it's a forever thing. I look at it as a thing of, let me see how to put it. I feel like it's a, no matter who it is, I feel like it's totally a right now thing. I don't see that it's a forever thing. I don't see that in love. I don't see that in marriage. I see that it can be for a while. I just don't think that this generation or this time in life that people believe in forever. I believe that they think that it can be for as long as it's good, but once it gets hard, then it's just time to find something better, or where they think may be better. I don't believe that people believe in forever. I mean, it just doesn't. Like, one of my favorite songs right now is Coco Jones. I believe it's Forever Doesn't Hit the Same. It's definitely Coco Jones, though. It says Forever Doesn't Hit Like Before. That's the title of it. I mean, that's truly my favorite song as of right now. It just doesn't hit the same. Like, nothing to me feels as if it will last forever. I truly, truly believe that it'll last for as long as one person decides to leave. That's how I feel about it. And I know that I could have been better in the marriage, but I also feel like I did a lot in the marriage. I don't think that I came up lacking in a lot of places. Was I perfect? No. But I don't think that I was so bad of a husband or a stepfather or whatever, where it's like, you got to give up that quick without like going to counseling or without trying to get some therapy or whatever. I don't feel like it was ever that bad of a marriage where you had to give up. There was no infidelity. There was no abuse. There was none of that. It simply was, she stated she wasn't happy. I wanted to be a father. She had two daughters already. And she basically said that she didn't want to start over. And I completely understand that. I guess my issue was the timing of everything. I would have wished that maybe we would have talked about it beforehand, you know, like decided that, yeah, neither one of us want to start over, or she didn't want to start over. And I would have said, okay, I just think that everything went so far and I felt like we did so much together, so that I thought that it would have been I thought it would have been forever, because we moved from Richmond back kind of to where I'm from, Isle of Wight, and we built a house. And so my thing was, we're doing all this together, so why not be together? So that's what I was thinking. But again, I mean, everyone has their reasoning behind everything. I can't say 100% of what else there may have been of why she wanted a divorce, but to each their own. I know that I wish her the best, and I know that I'll find whatever it is that I'm looking for. I know that I want to be a father, so I know that eventually when the time is right, that will happen for me, and I know that it will be with someone that I truly love. Because I'm just not the type of person to want to just have a child with somebody that I don't feel I am in love with or don't see myself being with. Now, will I say that I'm going to get married and then have a child? Probably not. I'm just not at that place where I want to say I want to go through and walk down the aisle and be married and then have the child. Nah, if you want me to walk down the aisle just based off of what I went through, you want me to walk down the aisle again, then you got to give me the baby first. And then I will do your bidding, you know. So that's how I just look at things now. I mean, it's probably not the greatest outlook. It's just, you go through things and a piece of your heart, you know, is just turned a little bit cold. And that's just how it is. That's just how life is. And I know that, and I say this because I know that she wasn't the only one that had doubts about the marriage, because I found a note in my phone, and it was from 2022. So at that point, we had been married, I think a year. I want to say a year. I think it was a year. I'm not the best with keeping up. I'll do better next time. I'll do better with that next time. You know, it is what it is. I mean, can't do anything about it now. And so one of the things is, it was a note that I typed in my phone from December 22nd, 2022. So I don't know what was going on in my mind or what was happening that close to Christmas that I would write this. And it just basically says, what's next? Am I overreacting and overthinking? Do I need help? I'm struggling right now. I want to talk to someone, but who? I'm stuck in the middle of two worlds. I love her, but I don't know if I'm strong enough to feel like less. Feeling like I have to keep biting my tongue, feeling like it's always going to be this way. Do I want a child with you? Do I want this marriage? It's hard for me to say at times, I know I used to try harder, but now I feel like I've lost myself in this marriage. Like I can't have fun anymore. Everything is the same. Work, come home, nothing more, nothing less. I can't have hobbies, just sit in the apartment and be bored, be sad. I'm not happy. I've lost my joy just going through the motions of life. I don't want to move back to Hampton Roads. I want to enjoy Richmond. I think I was better alone. I don't know. My heart hurts. Do I love her? Do I love this marriage? Will it work? So I had my doubts all the way in 2022, but they said that, I think I read somewhere that they say the first year or whatever is the hardest, and then maybe the fourth and the fifth year is the hardest part of marriage, the hardest years or so. I don't know if that's true. I think I read that somewhere, that those are the years that the divorce rate is kind of high, I guess. I would have to Google that to know for sure, because I'm not 100% right now, but I'm pretty sure I read that somewhere or saw those statistics. But that's just, I mean, some of the things that I saw. I mean, I want to say, I guess we were just arguing about, I don't know, I mean, probably a lot of the same. I mean, me wanting to just go out, do hood rat things with my friends, and she wanted me to be in the house. I don't know. I guess it's just weird that how everything worked out. I wish we could have talked more to figure out, like, what it was that I didn't do good enough as a husband, you know. I don't have those. I never got those answers. I never was able to talk to her about that, so I don't know. I don't know what I did so that I could hopefully do better, but I just take it as a grain of salt, you know. You win some, you lose some, but you just gotta accept it, you know. And that's what I did. That's what I've done over the last, you know, since December till now, is just accepting it little by little. I accepted it more and more. And then, like, towards the end, I knew what it was, you know. I knew that it was over. I knew that she was going her own way. And I knew that for me, I still want to have a child. I still want to be a father. So I'm still trying to, you know, once everything is finalized, I still want to be outside, you know, do hood rat things with my friends. It's a different feeling when for the last 5 years you had to worry about someone and your stepchildren, to now it's all on me. I ain't got to worry about nobody. It's just me. I can come and go as I please. I can do this as I please. I can decorate as I please. I mean, the possibilities are endless. You don't have nobody to worry about but yourself. So I don't got to worry about cooking for multiple people. I just got to cook for me, or I can not cook. I don't know when the last time I truly actually cooked something. You know, that's probably been since last year. Like, it's to truly say I stayed and cooked a meal like that. Yeah, I don't know when the last time that was. I mean, I might have cooked like a steak and just ate a steak or something and microwaved some broccoli or something, but to truly say I like actually cooked, you know, I can't say that I've been out here chefing like I used to since. So I don't know when the last time that is. It's been some quick meals a lot of times, eating out a lot of times, but it's different when it's just me. I mean, I ain't got to pay for 3-4 people, you know what I'm saying? So that bill different for one person versus four. So, yeah, I mean, it's life is, you know, I would say this. That joy that I lost, I found it. I found it for sure. Like, I'm not going to say I'm 100% healed and I'm 100% this or that. No, I'm not going to say that. But that joy that I have for so many different things in life, the joy that I have for cars, the joy that I had for music, fashion, all this stuff. Like, I started to invest time and my mental into different things, like to find me peace. I'm doing things that I never did before to find that peace, to bring me happiness. And that's what it's all about. When something ends, I had to do whatever I had to do to make myself feel better about life and to keep my mind off of all the negativity, all the bad. Because I see one life or one world ending. So you start doubting yourself. You lose your confidence through it all. And you just like, well, why wasn't I good enough? And so I just started doing things that would make me happy, would bring me joy. And you know, one thing is getting back into the cars. I mean, I lost joy for a little while for it. I'm not gonna deny that, like, where I just was like, man, I don't feel like doing this or I don't feel like doing that. To now, I'm back at it. I'm trying to, you know, decide what's the next thing I want to do to my car. See what different mods I can add to it, or see how I can improve on the platform I already have and not go so crazy. But I'm happy about it. I'm excited for it. I mean, I got a little project truck. It's nothing like serious or nothing crazy where it's going to be some crazy V8 build. I'm just excited to hopefully have a little clean little daily, you know, clean little daily truck, maybe lowered on 2.4 drop, lowered on some 20s, cruise around, two-wheel drive. I mean, single cab. It's nothing crazy. It's just a basic little build. I'm just excited to get it running. That's one thing I'm excited for. That's just another little hobby to bring me peace, to take my mind off of everything else. And I'm just buying the parts I need to fix it. And so I'm opening the box like it's Christmas. You know, the joy of just, it's not even like performance stuff. It's not like to make it look better. It's just to simply get it on the road so I can drive it. And it's just bringing me joy. Like, another thing I'm doing is trying to get waves. Every time I cut my hair, though, the waves that I got, they be leaving. So I be confused. You know, watching YouTube videos, and I'm still trying to figure it out. I just don't be having a brush all the time to just be brushing my hair. I guess it could be easy for me to just brush my hair while I'm at work in different positions. It's not like I be doing that much at work. So, I mean, it's possible that I could just take a brush and just be brushing my hair consistently. That's one thing. Another thing is the podcast. I mean, I picked up the podcast because I thought that it would be a good way for me to let things out. Maybe I can help someone else get through the same things that maybe what I'm going through, maybe it'll help someone else. Maybe me failing, maybe it helps someone else to say, hey, he didn't do this. Maybe I should do this. Or maybe if they're going through the same thing, then it'll help them get through it. Then I'm messing around trying to get some grass, get some nice grass, you know, out in the front yard. Because I'm not even trying to be funny, man. It's patches all in the yard. Like, I'm trying to get it where it's a full head of hair, you know what I'm saying? Like, some good grass going on. But my stuff out here looking patchy, bruh. Look like a bad haircut, but it's coming together. I mean, I tried to do the best I can. It's not like I know how to grow grass like that. I'm just following directions of the products that I bought and trying to get it the best I can. And so I started seeing the little grass growing, and it's exciting to me. So that type of stuff is getting excitement. Also, I got to start working on the t-shirts. I got to start doing that, you know. So I can't just have the Sincerely podcast and not have the Sincerely t-shirts. It was the t-shirts first, so I got to get the t-shirts back out there. And I'm just going with whatever brings me peace, whatever brings me joy, that's what I'm doing. If it's something that I used to do as a kid, then I'm going to try to bring it back and put it, you know, put it to use to help me. I got a lot of free times. I mean, I've been looking into going back to school as well. Like I said, like when it's just me, I'm just trying to be a better version of myself. Like, it's never, you're never too old to grow. That's what I've learned. You're never too old to grow and become more. And I learned that. Not only have I learned that from just from me, like from what I've gone through. I don't think that I would have grown if I didn't go through what I'm going through now. I think I would have stayed consistent and not grew or tried to grow. And I think that this is helping me. But I look at someone that I met at work, and I think we're the same age, and he's following his dreams. You know what I'm saying? I'm not trying to put his business out there, but he's following his dreams, and that kind of inspired me. You know, he kind of inspired me to try to get back in school. And I think I'm going to do it, like, to get back into school and try to see what degree I would, what field I would be interested in going into. Like, I'm going to look into it more. I haven't sat down and truly looked. I looked at a few different fields that interest me. So I've done that little bit of work. I have done that. But I'm just doing things to hopefully better myself so that I can just say I'm 100% healed, man, who's working on a path to be the greatest version of himself. I also want to just, you know, let me see here. I also just know that in order to be the best version of myself, I know that sometimes you have to let go of people and things. And so I've let go of people because I didn't want to keep holding on to her either, because I didn't want to keep hurting myself in the process. And so eventually I just accepted and let go. But I also let go of friendships. I'm letting go of friendships as well. Like, I just truly believe that if it's not 100% for you, then it's not for you. Just let it go. It's not. I mean, I don't want to be evil. I don't want to be rude. I don't want to sound like I'm heartless. I forgive everyone that may have done something to me, but I also have learned through this that everybody ain't supposed to be together forever, you know? So I've learned through this to let go of friendships as well. Like, if it was meant to be, it would be, you know. And some friendships just ain't meant to be. Like, they run their course. Simple as put. I'm not trying to say that I'm gonna pour gasoline on the bridge and set the match. But hey, if you already pour gasoline on the friendship, then I might strike the match, you know. That's how I look at it. I'm not going to work hard anymore to keep people here. If you don't want to be here, there goes the door. That's how I look at everything now. I see a lot of red flags with relationships or like the dating pool. I see a lot of red flags. That's another thing that opened my eyes with this. I see a lot of stuff that I don't want. So if I go on a few dates or I go out with somebody and I see initially what is a red flag to me or what is something I'm not accepting, I just stop talking to them immediately. Like, if a person says, like, if my whole thing was, I went out a few times with someone, and I know that my divorce is final this month. If she talking about we gonna be in a relationship in July, I already knew that wasn't it. I already knew. So I had to just let it go, because it's just, there's no possible way that you can say, hey, this man is going to be healed from all this stuff in 1 month or whatever. I mean, I told her straight up what everything was and what's going on and everything. I'm 100% transparent with everyone that I may have gone out with or anything like that. I'm 100% transparent with them and everything. And if they choose to go out, then we went out. But if they said that that wasn't something they wanted to do, we wouldn't. But I see stuff, and I really truly, if I see something or you say something negative or look at me wrong or whatever, then I just be out. And another thing, I've learned that I'm kind of petty. I've always known I was petty, but like, I'm extra petty now. So I judge. I mean, we all judge, but I judge people. I judge. And so this is probably the most pettiest thing that I do. I judge people based off of their car. I know that's wrong, and I know you can't judge someone. So my car is my car. Like, I don't expect people to be like, oh, my car is clean. The inside is usually clean. Usually clean. The outside be dirty. I live on a gravel road, so the outside be dusty or some, or muddy, or the rims usually be clean, but the tires usually be dirty. I try to keep my rims clean. They some 20s. They not 20s, but they 19s though. You know what I'm saying? They 19s. You know what I'm saying? So yeah, y'all gotta, you know. Yeah, clap it up for the 19s. You gotta clap it up for the 19s. We got 19s over here. They ain't 20s, but I keep them clean though. I keep them clean. But what I was saying is, I judge based off how you keep your car, because if I think about it, like, if I'm going to date this person and they keep their car like this, I'm not going to date them, yo. Because I already know how I am. I'm going to be cleaning the car and making sure this is straight and that's straight. If you don't care about it as this person, single or whatever, then I'm not about to do it for you. You know what I'm saying? Like, I'm just not doing that. Like, one chick looked like she just was playing bumper cars out here. And I'm just like, bro, like, have some respect for your stuff, bro. Like, I know it might be, and it was a newer Honda Civic, bro. It was newer. And I'm just like, bro, have some respect, bro. You just out here playing bumper cars with that junk. It was probably like a 2016, 17 something. Have some respect. You know what I'm saying? Like, don't treat it like that. You know, I judge people off of that. And if I see that, then more than likely, if you hop out of something that's, it don't matter the year or anything like that. I'm not tripping on the car or what it is or anything like that. Let me be clear about that. I'm not tripping on if it's a 1999 Honda Civic or whatever it is. I'm tripping off of how you treat it, like how you respect it. Like, everybody's not gonna be like me or car guys that I know, because that's just a hobby. So I'm into cars, so I don't expect people to treat their cars like I treat my car, how my homies treat their car. I'm expecting someone to just treat your car with respect. That's simply it. Like, it don't have to be the newest whip on there. Just make sure it's clean. You know what I'm saying? Like, you know, that's all I be looking at. if it's like a newer car and you just be out here bumper carring it, oh yeah, I'm definitely judging you to the maximum, because it's like you got a newer car and you just trashing it. I get if it's an older car and it's older, so it more than likely could have more dents and dings and stuff like that. But if it's a newer car and you tearing it up, yeah, I'm definitely judging you. I'm sorry. And another thing that just tripped me out. I was talking to this one chick. And I've also noticed this too. I've noticed this too. You have to, like, during the dating stuff now with the pool or getting to know someone or whatever, you gotta do multiples at the same time, because you have to now. It ain't no more of like, let me date this person for a while, see how this go, blah blah blah, then go to this person. Nah, you gotta do about 2-3 at a time, because one or two of them more than likely is gonna cross themselves out off rip. And how I'm judging now and how I'm looking at different stuff now versus before, just things I might have let slide or whatever, I'm not letting slide now. Like, I'm just not. I'm 39. I'm gonna be 40 in January. So, bro, I ain't getting no younger. I'm not trying to be 45 with a 2-year-old. I mean, if it happens, then hey, it just happens that way. But I ain't trying to be that age with it. You know, I'm trying to, you know, have a little Leland or Leilani running around 40. 41, you know, at that age. I ain't trying to be 45 with a 2-year-old. I just don't want to. I want to be 45, at least a couple years old. We can go do stuff, you know, like that. But I was talking. I'm going to tell y'all a story. So I was talking to this one, and she was talking to me. We getting to know each other. And she says she has a kid. I think she had one, maybe two. I'm not sure. But she had at least one child. And it probably was one, because now, which is bad. I can only do one now. So I'm not dating if they have more than one is all I got in me. That's it. I have a 3-bedroom, so one is all I got in me. So I'm talking to this one, and she says she has one child. And so, I mean, I'm like, okay, that's cool, blah blah blah. And I'm just asking, typical questions are, do you still want more children, and what else do you like, blah blah blah, just asking the typical dating questions. And I told her that, yeah, I was separated, going to be divorced soon. And one of the things that she said to me, where my jaw just kind of dropped, and I just was like, well, that's kind of judgmental or something. I guess I shouldn't be so surprised, since I judge at a high rate now. But so she was just like, well, how I am now or whatever, I'm not really trying to go far or talk to anyone that has been married before. And I just simply said to her, so you would expect someone to accept you and your child that you had before them, but you don't want to accept this person if they had a marriage before that didn't work and it dissolved and they got a divorce and they decided to move on. You don't want to accept that, but you want them to accept you and your child that you had before them. Yes. Have a nice day, young lady. because you are on some BS and I can already tell. To say that you can't accept that someone had been married before, but you want them to accept you and your child that you had before. It's just like, I don't know what the hypocrisy, maybe. It's just nonsense. And that's one of the things I just be like, when people say stuff like that to me, I already just dip out. I just look at it and just say, you know what? Yep, have a nice day. Take care. I wish you the best in your search. And so, hey guys, I just want to say thank you. Thank you for spending about 40 minutes with me listening to the Sincerely podcast with your host. That'll be me. I just want to say thank you from the bottom of my heart for listening to episode 2. We're going to keep going. And I hope that the journey is fun. And hopefully on the next episode, we can get into some fun stories. Maybe I can interview somebody. I'm going to see if I can get a friend to interview them, talk some cars or talk some shenanigans on the pod, you know, see what we can tell some stories or something, see who I can talk to. But hopefully the next one won't take as long. Like I said, I want to make sure that I'm getting the sound right, getting everything together to make sure it's the best that I can do. So I hope that y'all enjoy. So please listen, like, subscribe, let me know. Ask me some questions. Let me know what you want me to talk about. Let me know what you did not like, what you did like. Hopefully I get a lot of positive feedback. If there's anything you want me to talk about or want to hear on the podcast, please let me know. But again, like, listen, subscribe. We're gonna eventually get it on YouTube, the podcast too, so get some visuals. But thank you. Y'all have a blessed one. Sincerely out.